Yeah, good, thanks, Lee.
Mate, you've got a bit of a track in front of you. Can you tell me about the Ranger Relay?
Yeah, okay. So we're looking at kicking off on Saturday from Penguin. And what it is, we're raising funds for the Rangers, or the Forest Guards, as they're called, up in Timor-Leste. They're badly in need of some new gear, particularly some new little motorbikes to get around. So, yeah, we're trying to get some dollars together for them. So the idea of the relay is that we're going to be kicking off from Penguin and then making our way about 525 kilometres through the western half of Tasmania right down to Cockle Creek in the southeast. Yeah, raising money as we go.
Wow, that's amazing. I suggest you take your camera because you're going to see some beautiful sights.
Yeah, obviously we're going to be passing through some pretty spectacular areas, particularly the iconic overland track, Penguin Cradle Trail, and then even right down through Lake Petter. So we're paddling down through there, and then the Great Southwest down along the South Coast track. So, yeah, it's going to be pretty spectacular for the teams that are sort of tagging in and out along the way.
So you're going to be doing it in stages with different people, as you said, bouncing in, bouncing out. Are you starting on Saturday?
I'll be up there on Saturday, but there's a group, I think we've got four actually doing the first little section of the walk up there. I get to do the kayak leg down Lake Petter, which is about two and a bit weeks after they start. So, yeah, I'll jump in for a little bit, but as you say, most of the teams will be tagging in and out,
yeah.
But there is one guy that's going to attempt to do the whole lot, which will be a big effort on his part.
Mad as a cut snake.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Now,
he'll be fit at the end of it.
Yeah. People can actually watch along via the Tasmania Rangers Association website and social media pages. How long are you expecting this whole progress to take?
Yeah, we're looking at, so we kick off on the 9th, and we're hoping to finish around about the 8th of November, so looking about a month. We've had to build a little bit of slack into it there, so they're not particularly huge days that we're doing, but we just need to be able to sort of vary the times a bit in case something goes wrong along the way, and but around about a month, so hopefully we come out at Cockle Creek around about the 8th of November.
And where's the connection with the Forest Guards in Timor-Leste come from?
Yeah, okay, I was lucky enough in 2019, just before COVID broke out, to be over in Nepal, and there was a World Ranger Congress on over there, and while I was there, we got to see how hard a lot of the rangers and protected area staff around the world do it. We've got it really well down here in Tassie. And so, yeah, it sort of gave us the idea that, you know, it'd be good to help out along the way if we can. And then through a bit of a process, through the Thin Green Line, which people might have heard of, we picked out the guys up in Timor-Leste. Pretty close, one of our closest neighbours to the north,
yeah.
And they were having a bit of a hard time with their equipment, so yeah, we thought they'd be great ones to help out.
So how do we go about flinging you some cash we'd be collecting on the way, if you've got a website to go to?
Yeah, the best way to do it, Lee, is people can jump onto, if you've got access onto Facebook, the Tasmanian Rangers Association site that we've got on there. We've also got a website that we've made up just for the relay, which is Tas Ranger Relay, and it's tasrangerrelay.wix.com, and that's got all the background info. That's where the live tracking map and everything will be on there. But yeah, if you've got access to Facebook, that's the easiest way. Just follow the links from there onto the little website.
Brendan, being part of the Tasmanian Rangers Association, it sounds like it's given you a couple of pretty cool opportunities over the years. Can you tell us about your trip to Nepal?
Yeah, the Nepal trip was incredible. So that's one they try to hold every 3 years. And that one there, I think there was over 550 rangers from 78 different countries around the world all got together for about 4 or 5 days. A number of big talks, and it's just fantastic to see where Tassie sort of fits in that big picture. Part of the relay is also raising awareness of what we're doing down in Tassie here. The relay and via the Facebook pages is going out worldwide, so through the International Ranger Federation. They're sort of sharing the story about it as well. So, yeah, it's really a big worldwide family of rangers. And, yeah, we're a little part of it down here.
That's so good. I hope you didn't have to kayak there and they put you up on a plane.
No, we did that one the easy way, yeah. So, unfortunately, the next World Congress has had to be put off for another year due to COVID, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah, we're still all in touch anyway.
Lovely. From the Tasmanian Rangers Association, Chair Brendan Moody, cheers for your time in the home run. And we'll have to touch base before the end of the actual relay just to see how you're going with it and have a bit of a reminder, a bit of a refresher course.
Yeah, that's for sure, Lee. Yeah, we can keep you posted along the way.